Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Hey, what's up everybody? How would you like to get at least three more sales from every listing, whether it's yours or someone else's? That's the topic for today. I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Our team is with Century 21, the number one team in the country right now for number of sales. And we carry a lot of listings. Right now, I think we're at about 80 listings. And we try to leverage those listings into more business. So whether you have listings, your brokerage, your team, even if you don't have listings, leverage someone else's listings. Because I believe me when I tell you this, not everybody is doing this stuff. And if they're not, shame on them. But anyway, that's the topic for today. That's who we are. You can hit me up at mike@21mike.com. And you can go to 21mike.com to schedule an appointment with me or someone on my team there. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. We're nearly to 1,000 subscribers, which is very exciting. We can do things like live on YouTube, right, Tony? Tony's here. Tony Geraci, broker owner, Homestar. You can hit him up to talk real estate or talk about joining Homestar or just finding out what they have to offer, because it's a really cool place to work, right, Tony?
Of course, we make it as cool as we can.
So Tony makes his cell phone available, 216-374-1269. I highly recommend you text him. And pretty much 23 hours a day, I think Tony sleeps for about an hour, you know, to recharge those batteries. But otherwise, text him and hit him up.
Thank you for that. Yes, anytime. And text is always good because then I could organize myself. You know, it's whoever's first, you get in line.
Yeah. Well, the other part of that is, and this is, you know, we talk about this, I'm doing a CEU coming up. It's called the Rockstar Agent class, you know, be a rockstar agent by doing these 15 things. And one of the things I teach in that class is being really specific in your messages. So the worst message in the world, I know Tony hates this and it drives me batty, is, hey, Mike, call me back. Or, hey, this is Mike, call me. It's like, well, tell me what this is regarding so that I can be prepared. I can prioritize. I mean, is there an emergency? Is someone dying? Or is this just, you know, hey, you need some information on A, B, or C. That way I can collect the information and be ready for you. But I digress, right, Tony?
Exactly. I just always give people what you're talking about so they can be prepared, so they get information. I hate when I call people back and then they go, okay, well, this is what I need. I'm like, now I go, oh, well, now I have to call you back. I have to go get that or ask.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Total pet peeve of mine. But anyway, topic for today is leveraging listings. So when you have a listing, it's a little gold mine. Okay. If you can turn one piece of business, again, whether it's yours or someone else, another agent's listing, turn that into at least three more sales. And what I'm going to do today with Tony's help, as he does every Tuesday, is talk about the different things that you should be doing with each listing. Now, I've given you the big reason, which of course agents are attracted to, doing more business. How can I get three more transactions out of every listing, Mike? Well, I'm going to tell you. But the other part is, as a listing agent, don't you really owe it to your seller to go out there and drum up more buyers for them? I mean, that's part of what we're promising them, is when we sign that listing agreement, they're promising to pay us, and we're promising to do certain activities for them. So not only is this list a list of things that will help you get more business, but secondly, it's going to help you fulfill your promise to a seller on that listing agreement that you signed, saying, I'm going to do a great job for you. So Tony, without further ado, I'm going to start my list. And the first one is an open house. Now, I know everyone's like, oh, open house, Mike, really? But listen, open houses right now are phenomenal because what's happening? Inventory shortage. And done correctly, open houses can be great sources of business. You know, we're doing open houses. One of my teammates just had an open house, scored two buyer leads out of it, and just got one of those folks under contract. They don't typically buy the house they come to the open house for, right? But he just got an $120,000 deal under contract from a buyer from an open house. Tony, open houses, right? Underappreciated.
Oh, definitely. It's a time to invite the neighbors, get to know the area, start farming in the area. If you haven't been farming that area before, I could go on and on. But yes, it just if you have a listing, I don't know why people don't do open houses.
Yeah, Tony, I knew you'd bring that up. And that's kind of where I was going next is everyone says, well, Mike, you know, that's more buyers and half the time they have agents and the other half the time they're just tire kickers. But if you are not generating seller leads from your open house, you're doing it wrong. Now, Tony and I have done plenty of videos about open houses and how to do them correctly. So go back and find those because we're not going to do a full thing today on open houses, but just look up open house. How to do them right, how to use scripts that generate your best results. Tom Ferry, Kevin Ward both have fantastic open house scripts. And of course, it's the whole process. It's the whole process. It's what you do at the open house, but also how you promote it. And I'm going to get to a couple of those ideas. But like Tony said, prospecting around the open house. If you're not knocking on doors around your open house, you're crazy. At least knock on 10 doors in each direction. Tony?
Oh, exactly. No, knock on doors, send out postcard invitations, whatever you can do.
Yeah, yeah. And the script, I like Kevin Ward's script, which is just a simple, hey, I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21. I'm having an open house at the Geraci's house today. You know, your neighbors are wanting to sell. Not sure if you heard about it, but I promised them that I would go around and invite all the neighbors to the open house because we know that sometimes you know when people are trying to get in the neighborhood, maybe you can help me sell this house, kind of jokingly say, you can help me pick your next neighbor. And then of course there's that, oh, by the way, when are you looking to make a move that gets thrown in? So you're not soliciting, you're just inviting them to a party, so to speak. But again, invite the neighbors. You're also prospecting for sellers because here's a fact for you. The average neighborhood turns over 5% every year. So that means that one in 20 people in any given neighborhood is going to sell this year. So if you knock on 20 doors, chances are you're going to find one person who's going to sell this year.
And the one thing you could, I remember you had that suggestion of inviting them an hour early before posted. So it could kind of like neighbor VIP, you're getting into the property an hour before anybody else is getting in.
That was a great idea. I love that one. So open house, buyers, seller leads, door knocking. So don't forget, you're not just prospecting for buyers. That's the low hanging fruit. Buyers will come because it's an open house, but also prospect for sellers. Asking every person who walks in the door, hey, do you also have a home to sell? Okay, because a lot of times they haven't necessarily identified a listing agent yet. So yes, for the seller, you're prospecting for buyers, and for you, you're prospecting for buyers and sellers. Now, Tony alluded to mailing the neighborhood. So I actually love this idea that another agent is doing. I learned about this. It's a whole plan, okay? So takes a new listing, sends out a postcard, okay? Postcard that kind of coincides with the open house. So if you can time it up, your listing goes active on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and then your open house is on Sunday. So this whole coordinated effort where there's a postcard that goes out to the neighborhood, then you have an open house. Now, of course, we didn't even talk about signage yet. We'll come back to that. That's on my list. But then how about a follow-up phone call to the neighborhood? For those of you who are brave enough, and I say that tongue in cheek, because if you're not brave enough to pick up the phone, you might have chosen the wrong career. But how about a follow-up phone call to the neighbors, you know, saying, hey, just wanted to let you know that we got the Geraci's house sold or under contract in just 3 days for a really solid price. I can't tell you how much yet, but I wanted to tell you about the great results we had. By the way, we had a bunch of buyers who missed out on that house. They're looking for a house in your neighborhood. Can you let me know if you know anyone who's looking to sell? So this guy actually does a series of three calls, you know, the invite to the open house. Hey, we're having an open house. Then the, hey, we're under contract. And then a follow-up call at the end that says just sold, which coincides with the just sold postcard that he sends out. But how about that for a plan, Tony? That's pretty all encompassing.
That's great. No, that's beautiful. Again, you're using it to get in touch with. You have something to call them about. You're not selling them anything. You're just letting them know what's going on and inviting them.
Yeah, I know, Tony, a lot of people are afraid of the do not call list, and I get it. We should be respectful of it. We don't like sales calls, but if you're just calling to share information, you never know. There's that one person out there who might be interested in it, and you might actually be able to help.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So the whole open house, mail, call campaign, door knock, I would try to door knock the entire neighborhood if possible, but at a bare minimum, 10 houses in each direction on each side of the street. That's 40 houses. And as we know, the bare minimum, like the average is 5%. If you door knock 40 houses, you know, not necessarily going to catch every single person there, but chances are out of that those 40 houses, there's two likely sellers. Now, some neighborhoods turn over even more. If you have a neighborhood where the turnover rate is more like 7 or 8%, your odds just go up. And some neighborhoods are less. Of course, there's neighborhoods where everyone stays here, until they die or go to assisted living, right?
Or sometimes I have agents that'll excuses. Well, this a lot of rentals in that area, a lot of people renting. Well, they might want to buy that house and might that's be right. qualified to buy. So that's even better if you're selling an investment property that's in an area that's more investment. You're still good to have an open house because the whole street they might want to buy. They don't even know it's for sale. They're sick of paying a high rent where they could get lower their payment.
Yeah, Tony, we just had a rental listing where we had a sort of open house where we actually turned one of the renters into a buyer. Hey, you're ready to pay $1,800 a month rent. Have you checked into buying? Well, yeah, but I don't think I have enough down payment. Well, do you have 1%? Do you have 3.5%? We actually turned them into a buyer and they bought a house instead of renting, which was pretty exciting. All right. So we talked about open house prospecting for buyers and sellers, mailing, door knocking. Now let's talk about the advertising and getting more people to show up for the open house, because this is also opportunities to make your phone ring. So I'm going to start with signage because this is an easy one and I teased you with it earlier. So Tony, what does the average agent do when they have an open house? They put it in the MLS, it goes on Zillow, it goes on realtor.com, and they put up one sign. And then what do?
That's about it. Wait for people.
And they sit there and wait. Yeah. They say, open houses suck. I only got 3 people to my open house. So like our buddy Jared James says, do the open houses suck or do you suck? he's a little harsh, right?
He is. He's directed to that point about that.
Yeah. So the whole point here is that, right now it's a hot market because of the inventory shortage, and pretty much you could throw an open house out there and get some people to show up. If you're only getting 3 people, maybe it's because of your market, maybe it's overpriced, maybe your pictures are terrible, but whatever. Why not leverage that time to get more people in the door? Okay, today's session is about leverage this into 3 more deals, right? So hopefully you got one new seller and hopefully you collect a couple buyers, but it could be more, right? So the way you get more people into your open house, one thing is signage. If you're going to put up one sign, why not 2? For that matter, why not 10? Why not 20 or 30? Okay. And Tony, you taught me this years ago, the busier the street,
more signs.
More sign, and the bigger the sign. Right. We have those big feather signs, those like half circle elongated feather signs that go like this in the wind, that stuff is great. Why not attract attention? And some people will say, oh, Mike, but that just brings the nosy neighbors or people who really aren't qualified. Okay. More is still better. I want more people walking through the door. And you never know. Like I did an open house once, a 2-bedroom house. The people walked in the door and the first thing they said was, hey, how many bedrooms does this house have? And I said 2. And they said, oh, we need 4. And I was ready for them to like walk back out and leave. But what did they do? They toured the house. They walked in. I chatted them up and I got myself a 4-bedroom buyer.
Yeah, you never know. They're still getting ideas, especially if it's a nice house and they in a neighborhood where people are going up, they like to see what's going, when they buy, what their thoughts are in decorating. There are nosy people, but like you just said, you're going to turn them into buyers, into clients.
Absolutely. And Tony, what do we always say about generating more business? If you want more transactions, you have to have more conversations, and more people in the door leads to more conversations. Okay. So the signage, not only the quantity of signs, but where you put them. If you're close to a main street or on a main street, we'll line up several signs 10, 15 feet apart, because what happens? You're driving by, and by the time you see the sign, you're already past, right? So I shouldn't say no one, but people are less likely to stop, turn around, come back. But if the signs start 50 or 100 feet down the road, they're like, oh, open house, you know what, maybe I'll stop. And by that time, they've seen two more signs, three more signs, and they slow down, turn in the driveway. That's what you want. If you're off the main street, still put a bunch of arrow signs pointing people down the street, and then at each corner, directing them to the open house. And really, you only need one sign in front of the house, but why not do a bunch of signage? If you have big signage, use it. If you have balloons, make it a party, make it a big event, give people a reason to want to come to your open house. The other way to get people in the door is by advertising. Okay. Back in the day, Tony, what do? Plain dealer ads, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Now, what do we do today? Of course, we have more powerful tools. So how do you advertise your open house now?
Social media and Facebook.
Yeah. So there's some free ways to do that. I always do a live video. I'll do a selfie video the day of the open house and just let people know what I'm doing. That generates more referral business. People who already know me are like, oh, there's Mike again doing another open house. Also telling them what area. Oh, I didn't know Mike worked out in Fairview Park. I didn't know he went down to Medina. You know, this educates your sales force, your people who are your sphere of influence. And I'm going to hope to get another referral from doing an open house. So that could be four. I'm up to four sales now because I'm going to get a referral from putting it out there on social. But the other thing is, how about a quick advertisement? You can track down our video, our podcast on how to run a Facebook ad. Something as simple as creating an event on Facebook. Guys, if you're having open houses and not creating them as events on Facebook, you're missing the boat. I mean, it's so easy to create an event, and then Facebook puts it out there. Eventbrite is another platform that we just started using, but it puts it out there and people can just see it on their own. But then you can take that event. And boosting is not the best way to advertise on Facebook, but it's better than nothing. They make it so easy for you. They want you to spend that money. And I don't want to hear excuses about, oh, it's so expensive to advertise. No way. You can do $5. You can do 20, $25 for a boost that will help you target people in the neighborhood. So we do real simple boosts. We'll do a 15-mile radius around the house, because face it, no one's driving 100 miles to come to an open house. Probably, you know, if they did, they probably saw it on Zillow or realtor.com. 15-mile radius. You can do basic targeting, like, did you recently visit Zillow? I want to target you with my boost. Now, you guys can get a little more complex with these, and you can actually run an ad that generates lead forms. That's for another call. Check out our video on that. I actually go through how to set up a lead form, but really what you're looking for here is people through the door, people to come check out your open house. So a simple advertisement on Facebook can be really effective. And that's just one example, guys. That's what I use, but you can do YouTube. You can put ads anywhere. There's ads on TikTok now. So if you have a following on TikTok, why not advertise there?
Yeah, no, it's all great stuff. Just got to get it out there. And I know I hate to use this word, but just so many agents are not investing money in their listings, especially when you know it's going to sell. You know, there's a 95% chance you're going to sell and make some money. You might as well invest in it now, you know, with this. I know sometimes you don't want to, obviously buyers might not buy, you don't really can't invest much in buyers, but use your listings. That's the whole point of this video, and invest some of that money that you're going to get in advertising and getting your name out there.
But Tony, listings sell too fast to generate leads off of them.
Well, that's, I could go on for another half hour about that. I don't know if you're going to touch on that, but I have some comments on that.
Well, give me one or two. We're running down to the wire here.
Okay, I'll give you one or two. One, I don't, this is my opinion. I try to train agents, why sell it on the first day? I don't understand why sell a house in a day, 2 days, 3 days, how you're not convincing your seller. Let's give it a week. There might be people on the other side of town that have kids and family and don't take the first offer. The third offer might be even better. If we have this, if someone wants to buy, or we got three offers that are coming in within a day, well, how many offers do you think we'll have in a week? Leaving it on active for a while and giving people time. Two, I don't believe personally, might not be for you, the pending sign. You don't legally have to put a pending sign. Why stop? It's like saying, don't call me. Don't put a pending sign up. My opinion is maybe the last day or two put a sold sign up, but you should be letting the neighborhood know you sold it by postcards, mails, and calls. If you're definitely on a main street, never use a pending sign. Then you're just stopping the calls. So those are two ways. I mean, hopefully that you agree with those, Mike, on how to get more business from your listings.
Yeah, great minds think alike, Tony, because my last note was on the pending sign, and you summed that up really, really well. It doesn't help the seller and it doesn't help you. Why use pending signs? You know why agents use them? Because they're showing off. Oh, look, I got this under contract in 3 days or 1 day or whatever. It's an ego play, and it adds no value to you or the seller.
And especially if it's in a street, like an example, if you're in a street that maybe it's a cul-de-sac or a dead end street or anywhere where it's not like a through street or wherever, like, you know, that house, you could count how many people drive by that house every day and say, like, my street, I live on a cul-de-sac and there's maybe 20 people that see my house every day. You could call all the, you could door knock all those people. You don't need to put a sold sign up or a pending sign up on a street that only 20 people are going to see it. But throughout a month or month and a half, when it's on the market, that friend might be driving by those people's houses, a neighbor or a relative or something. It's just like, oh, it's sold. So it's a way of starting a conversation. It's the whole point of putting up a sign. It's like, might as well just take your sign down, in my opinion.
I agree 100%, Tony. Well, that is a good list there. I suggest that as agents, if you have listings, great, leverage them. If you don't have listings, get with someone who does, your brokerage, your team, an agent you're friendly with, you know, someone in your brokerage, because frankly, most agents aren't doing this, and you can leverage them by doing these things. Open house, prospect for buyers and sellers, mail, call, you know, calling the people in the neighborhood, advertise, signage, you know, all these things. And guys, it doesn't have to cost much money. Okay. If you don't want to, mailing can be expensive. Worst case, print some flyers. And as you door knock a neighborhood, leave the flyers in the door. You know, that's what I usually do. I'm there anyway. I mean, I'm exerting the labor. Why not just leave flyers in the door? Don't put them in the mailbox. Probably not best practice.
Right. So technically, just a legal thing. That's technically government property inside the mailbox. We've had that maybe two or three times in 25 years at my company. I actually gotten a notification from the Postmaster General saying you cannot put stuff in the box.
Yeah. And the second disclaimer, we talked about the do not call a little bit. Make sure your calls are informational, because if you're calling to sell something, like, hey, do you want to sell your house? I mean, technically, I'm trying to sell something for you. I'm selling my services to you. Keep your calls informational in nature. And that is a better approach to the do not call list. Obviously, we're not advocating for calling the do not calls, but I know a lot of agents who do. And when they do, they make their calls strictly informational in nature. Hey, wanted to share some good news with you, that type of call. That's what we have for you guys today. Again, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and stay tuned every Tuesday. Tony and I are here bringing you 20 minutes of gold nuggets for realtors. I hope you guys go out there and leverage listings and get more business. Thanks so much for being here, Tony.
Thanks for watching, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.